Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of
The Lost Podcast.
How are you doing, Action Jackson?
I'm doing fabulous. Never felt better. My headphones aren't fitting right, though.
Because you broke them somehow.
I think it's all my hair.
It's just all out.
You know, it's... Hold on a second.
You got it together now?
It's better now. It was okay. Just bugging me. You know, when something starts bugging me, I just...
We'll put it into the budget for some new headphones.
New headphones. That would be sweet.
But Dale's still waiting for his, so I don't know.
Oh, the heck with Dale.
Hopefully everybody's had more time to process the season finale from Wednesday.
I haven't.
No?
No.
I've seen the episode like 80 times, it feels like, and I still don't really quite understand all of it.
I'm still trying to process the third one.
You're just mean. We have to rub it in people's faces. We have seen the third episode, and we've seen it for a while now, but we're going to talk about it in Next on Lost today. So we're going to talk about what we think about the episode, some stuff about it. We can't give away any major plot points, but we'll say what we can say.
Right. It does make it harder, though, to answer emails because someone, like four people, have had the correct answer, and I don't know how to answer it.
And in that case, also, they could have gotten spoiled because
they could have been spoiled, but
a
couple of
really
them are so well thought out that you go, One, I think, is spoiled. The other three, I think, are right. And don't email me back saying, am I right?
Exactly.
Because I won't answer you.
So that's what we're going to be doing next on Lost. We have Lost in Review. I haven't heard these songs in so long. Lost in Review.
It's great.
We're going to look at some of the Easter eggs from the two-episode premiere night.
And when I say great, I mean it's great that we haven't heard those in a long time.
Because You Left and The Lie. And we also have a whole lot of listener feedback then, too.
Also,
the new listener theory of the week and anything else?
At the end of the show, at the very end, once we're all finished saying goodbye and stuff, we're going to have the great ginger debate.
Or just you.
Yes. Because we've had several emails. It's a thread on our message board. I obviously think it's just Ginger from Gilligan's Island, but people think other things.
I honestly just think it's your payback for holding on to grudges with stupid Dharma Rose and crap like that.
It could be, but I've actually done some research on the subject.
Oh, my Lord.
And I will discuss it and put an end to this ginger debate once and for all. But that's all right. At the end of the podcast. You people that don't care about the ginger debate, just...
Which is probably like 99%.
Yes, you 99% can just move on.
Including me. Can I leave and just press record?
Enjoy your life. Are you here anyway?
All right, let's go into Lost in Review. What do you say?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
You know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking?
For next season, it's too late now.
Okay.
All new songs.
No, that's part of our...
All new. We should take a vote.
That's like saying...
All new songs.
That's like saying changing the Dick Van Dyke's theme song.
Well, they changed the intro, how he...
Well, but the music's the same. No.
But at least they mixed it up a little bit. They changed it up a little bit.
Keeping it the same. All right, so we had two episodes to look back on for Easter eggs and stuff like that. So, Jack, what do you say we get into it?
Do it.
All right, first up... Remember, this is like very AAC feed intensive, so you can look on your iPods, iPhones, your computer screens and see the pictures that we're talking about.
Right.
So remember, we had an old Apple II computer that Miss Hawkins, aka the Ring Lady, was working on down in her little lair. What? But if you look at it, it does have a Dharma symbol right in the corner next to the monitor. Yeah, right there.
I do see it now.
So I guess maybe she hijacked an old Dharma computer.
Such a thief.
But they did it kind of different than the old one that was in the hatch. They covered up the Monitor 3, which is that an Apple Monitor 3 is what it usually meant, but they put a Dharma symbol there. So it's interesting why she would have a Dharma computer and how she obtained the Dharma computer.
Yeah, that is strange.
Also, that big pendulum chalk thing that was making marks similar to what was on the computer screen that we're just looking at right now was actually like a gigantic map. If you look at it really closely, you can see the word equator.
I thought that from the start.
Well, yeah, but this is, it's kind of...
This does clear it up. You can see it clear as day.
Yeah, it says equator and it's showing longitude and latitude. And I wonder if, like, the pendulum thing shows her what's going on, or the computer punches it in and the pendulum. I don't know, like, the relation between the two.
Probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
She's obviously looking for the island.
Yes. Next up, looking at Faraday's notebook, the page that he turned to, if anything goes wrong, Desmond Hume will be my constant.
What is that, a cup stain? What is that, like a...
Yeah, that's like a coffee stain.
Come on, Faraday?
I guess it's trying to show that it's been used a lot. And then isn't this a fleur-de-lis right here? That little guy right
there? It does look like that. But why, if this is his life, this book, why would you put a cup of coffee or a Coke or something?
I think it's supposed to give it that feel like it's been around town.
Well, obviously the writing, it's been around town.
So I don't know.
Take better care of your stuff.
Okay, all right.
He doesn't go anywhere without that tie.
But you see, it's not the best kept tie.
That's true. It is kind
of
wrinkled.
Out of all of them. Let's get a closer look at Jonesy, as I've decided to call him.
Wow, that's pretty good since his name is Jones. You're pretty good with the nick. You should be writing for Sawyer. Those nicknames are spot on. Hey, your name is Jones. We're going to call you Jonesy. What a stretch.
But he seems to be wearing some kind of like army fatigues. I've heard some people saying maybe they're old British army or their jumpsuits. So
a lot of people think it might be Rousseau's crew.
Rousseau's crew. We got those in the phone calls later. But when I first kind of glanced at that, like their old school Dharma, that's what I thought.
Old school Dharma.
Old school.
So old Jonesy.
Old Jonesy.
Should have called him Smitty.
Smitty?
Yeah, for Smith.
His name's not Smith.
Well, it'd be better than Jonesy.
Whatever. Next up is, Jack said this on the podcast, the 42 appears on the little thing at the butcher shop. What are those called? Just pulling your number?
Next number. Next.
Let's look at Jack Shepherd's number in case you wanted to call him.
Actually, I've heard people call it and it just...
it's 555, so it wouldn't go anywhere. Right. But the number is 323-555-0156. 15.
Yes. But what are the numbers add up to?
Okay, let's bring out a calculator right now, live time. Let's see. Oh, I'd have to do like each one separately. Is that what you want? Like 3 plus 2 plus 3 plus 5.
This makes for horrible radio.
Plus, you wanted it, plus 0 plus 1 plus 5 plus 6. 35. Nothing.
Now, what if you add it all together and divide it by
9? Oh, my God, no.
9.
No, never.
Or 10.
Here is Sun's passport. Nothing that we can really make out it really matters.
She looks happy.
That's something like you would take for a passport.
I know.
Very angry.
She was born March 20th, 1980.
She's young. She's only 5 years older than me.
I graduated in 1980.
Well, you're ancient, right?
Scary.
The show that he was watching was definitely Exposé, but I like the logo. And I was hoping they would show...
Nikki
in it. Like, or maybe I was thinking like after Lost is done and everything like that, and kind of what J.K. Rowling did with Harry Potter, she released a book... I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but it was actually based on like a book of stories that was in the book. But then she like wrote that book for people to
maybe that'll be after
so
Lost.
Maybe they'll have like an episode of Exposé after
like
Lost
MASH. They had after MASH. Maybe they could have after Lost.
I don't even call it after. I would just call it Exposé and actually have an Exposé episode. It'd be kind of funny.
Yeah,
maybe in a DVD's extra or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like the little 15-minute episode.
Here's an extra look at
Chuckles
Norton Augustinian, Augustinian Norton, but.
Look at the veins popping out in that guy's neck, too.
You're right. He was angry, the guy in the background.
Was it? I mean, obviously, he's there to intimidate, but if you're just going there to get a sample, why would you have to be such a jerk at first?
So do you think these are just like a one-and-done two characters, or do you think we're going to see these guys again?
We may see them again, but it's obviously going to my theory that they're just there not to get a blood sample. They're there to get Kate flushing her out, getting her out on the run.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you be so angry?
I don't know. Maybe
he was like that from the start.
Maybe his tie was a little too tight.
Maybe he didn't get to drive.
Exactly.
Maybe he didn't get shot. He called shotgun and had to sit
called
in the back
shoddy
seat.
And he had to sit in the back seat.
I don't know, but you look at that. It's what a jerk.
All right, so those are some of the little Easter eggs from the past two episodes that we wanted to bring up today. Anything that you want to bring up about this episode before we move on to the next one?
To the next one or to our last episode? The emails I have?
Or we could do the emails, but I was going to say, do you have anything else you want to add before we get into Next on Lost or the phone calls about this episode?
No, I think I'll wait for the phone calls and the emails.
Okay. All right. So what do you say we get into Next on Lost?
The TV show.
Here we go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days.
All right, it's next on Lost Time. And like Jack said earlier, we have seen episode 3.
Yes. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. As much fun as it is to watch it ahead of time,
uh-huh.
I think it's easier not to.
You think so?
Because we get these emails, and like I said, some people have close, and you're like going, well, how do I answer it?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out how to answer them.
Can't handle the pressure?
Can't handle the pressure. It's like I said, I enjoy it, but then uh-huh. it's like, but then like the last episode with the turning of the magazine, when I watched it on TV,
mm-hmm.
it was different from the one we saw. The part where he's in the convenience store buying the shirt,
uh-huh.
it was a different editing scene. The scene.
Oh, really?
It was different than what I saw on the... Yeah.
Slightly,
but it was just enough to where I noticed the first time. And the second time, I was like going, oh, that's a little different.
Okay. So remember, this will be slightly spoilery. So if you don't like spoilers,
skip ahead.
Skip to the next section, listener feedback. Last chance. Okay. All right. So this episode is titled Jughead. And, you know, I guess a lot of people, including me and people that I talk to and stuff like that, it seemed like a very silly name, right?
Right.
But we will find out about halfway through the episode why it's titled Jughead.
Yes.
And I think it's a pretty funny way.
I think so.
Yes. And that's, I think, about what we can say about that. But it will be Desmond-centric off-island.
Yeah.
And then the other story will be kind of people that are still on the island, kind of their journey, what they're going
right.
through. And the kind of nice thing that I liked about this episode was that it slowed down. It didn't jump as much.
No.
It kind of stayed in one time period. And that is the same time period as Jonesy and all those people. So we get to spend some time with those people, whoever they are. And we'll say we find out who they are.
And it will answer some questions.
And this episode does. It answers a couple big questions. And one that I really liked that they answered was one that's been theorized for a while, and we
right.
finally get a solid answer to, I say, at least two solid ones.
Yeah,
I
agree.
And one's not so much of a shock, and one is a shock, at least for Jack
well,
and
the,
I.
Well, the one that I'm upset now that I didn't get it.
Really?
It was kind of, well, you think it back, it's kind of obvious.
It really wasn't, though.
It wasn't obvious. When I read these emails, I was like, well, why didn't I figure that out? I guess I wasn't looking too deeply. I think I went a different direction with it,
uh-huh.
and that's what threw me off the track.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say. But I will say that some characters show very solid leadership skills, and we learned some things about certain characters that we didn't expect.
Well, you know, I don't know if I can say this. I think a lot of people thought Sawyer was going to be the new leader, and I don't think he is.
You don't think he is?
No.
Not yet, anyway? I think he will be.
I think he is, but I think he's still looking to be the number. He's always, he wants to be assertive, but he's kind of always looking for someone else to do the
dirty work, I guess?
Not the dirty work, to bail him out.
Okay.
You'll see in the episode.
All right.
Well, you saw it.
But... Well, I saw it, but I don't know if I generally agree that Sawyer's not becoming the leader.
He's a leader, but he still needs someone. He's not the...
You think he's too standoffish to
he's
really
not
be
the,
a leader?
He's not the answer man.
Okay. All right. And I think this episode really shows who the answer man is right now for the Lossie/Frady's on the island.
Right.
Aside from Locke, who is still very much on his own journey, it seems like.
Exactly.
So all in all, I actually, watching this episode, I was more on the edge of my seat and more tense in this episode than I was the first two episodes. Was that same for you? Or
yeah, you said it's probably one of your top episodes of all time. I liked it a lot,
uh-huh.
but I wouldn't say it was one of my top of all time.
I don't know.
It did have that, wow.
It did, and for some reason, I don't know why, but I love the Desmond story.
Yeah, the Desmond episodes are great.
And... for me, it's like it's Desmond stories and Locke stories are kind of like the top stories for me. And I think it's going to probably fill out my top 10 episodes all time are going to be Desmond and Locke episodes.
Hmm. Okay.
But I know you have your own preferences.
Yeah.
But So it's a great episode.
You won't be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed. There's a couple really nice answers.
I know people hate when we say that, but you won't be disappointed.
There's a couple really solid answers in there that I thought. And I think
also more questions.
There is, but I think people saying that the show doesn't give answers. This one's like, bam, it gives you pretty solid answers.
Well, it gives you a couple answers, and I think it clears up some things that we've been speculating on
yeah.
for a while, like we said. And then you have the one where I ask a question in the next podcast,
uh-huh.
because I don't know the answer to it.
Exactly.
I think it might. Well, then I kept going back and forth with it, and I said, no, I don't have the answer for it.
So tune in to Lost on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Right.
And Jack, what do you say we get into listener feedback.
Do it, officer.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. We got a lot of great calls to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we do those right now?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Adam from Washington, D.C. I was just responding to one of your callers' questions or comments about Jin playing golf and how you guys couldn't remember him when he actually played golf. But we actually did see him play golf in one of the Mobisodes when he was like unable to hit the golf ball, which is kind of ironic now knowing that he's quite good at golfing. So there you go. Those Mobisodes actually are good for something, as well as Neil Frogert, who returned in season 5, which was kind of exciting. And I'm not sure if this theory's been thrown out there. I'm sure it has. But my theory is that now that the island's gone back in time, we will see the return of Russo, and that explains why she had to be killed off in season 4, because you can't have two Russos on one island, because that'd be just too much crazy Russo. And then maybe the Sam should be pregnant, and maybe one of the characters, like Sawyer, can give Russo a water bottle to give to baby Alex when she grows up, and then she can give that to Carl, who can have his little water bottle for a while before it gets a hole in it. Anyway, just wanted to call and say I love the show, and keep up the great work. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Dave from New York. I actually have a theory on the guys in the jumpsuits at the end. I don't think they're Dharma or old Dharma or anything like that. I actually think they're from the future, that this might be Widmore's people who have taken over the island at some point. That's why they were able to kill the Losties. Otherwise, they couldn't be killed in the past, because that would screw up the past, as Faraday said. So that is my guess and my theory. Love the show. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, I've got you on speakerphone, so hopefully you can hear me. In fact, let me put you on radio.
Okay, just wanted to call. I finally got a chance to watch the episode this morning, Thursday morning, or the episodes, and wow. I was pretty impressed, but I have to tell you I'm also a little bit heartbroken, because my big prediction for this season was that we would see the return of Frogert, which we saw, and that he would prove to have a very pivotal role in the continuing story of the island. Well, he took an arrow in the chest, several arrows. He burned. He's dead. So the first part of my prediction was correct, at least. Got to see Frogert, which was good, but he's gone. Anyways, I love your show. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Jonah in Cleveland, Ohio. Just had a quick mini-theory or kind of a thought on the season premiere. It involves two scenes that happened in the premiere. One being the really killer scene where Faraday turns up at the Orchid Station construction site. This obviously places him in the early 70s, I guess, which we already sort of teased by hearing his voice in the background of the Orchid video. And the other scene is him explaining to Sawyer that the island is like a skipping record, and that he specifically knew what was going on, and they all needed to find a way to stop it. So I guess my theory is that the scene where Faraday is snooping around the Orchid construction site didn't necessarily happen before 815 crashed, but that this is him acting out his plan to fix the time skip that he was explaining to Sawyer. So I guess what I'm thinking is, while that scene was going on, like him kind of poking around the construction site, that Sawyer and the rest of the people are out in the jungle, hiding, waiting. Maybe they helped him get in there. I don't know, but tried to help him get, so he's kind of like undercover with Dharma so he can get to that wheel and fix it for everybody. But I don't know, just a thought. Wanted to know what you guys had to say. Keep up the good work. Thanks, talk to you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Detroit. Real quick thought that maybe people more intelligent than I could come up with a real crackpot theory. Last season we saw an episode where Richard Alpert goes to see young Locke. Well, we know Locke is going back and forth in time, and Alpert gave Locke a compass to identify him when he sees him next in the past. Well, what if the first time they met wasn't when Alpert meets Locke when Locke's a kid? What if it's on the island and Locke meets Alpert, and Alpert and the others interpret him as a savior? What if that's the reason why they think he's their savior or their main leader? Because he comes back and he says that he is. I don't know, just a thought.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I think Matt called the wrong podcast. He said more intelligent than him. I don't know. I don't think that would be us, right?
Not with me anyway, right?
No, not with you. I don't know, that's a good theory.
What?
About maybe that's why they're looking, why Albert's looking.
Well, I don't know, because like they've said they don't want like a paradox kind of thing, and that would be kind of paradoxical if Locke goes back in time and that's why Albert goes looking for him. Like, for me, I wouldn't think that would be the specific reason. I would kind of go with Jacob told him to go. But that's just me.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that. And then we had John from, was it Cleveland?
Yes.
Saying about the Orchid Station, about him being, Faraday being there, and Sawyer. What if Faraday knows that there's the donkey, frozen donkey wheel?
Yes.
He knows it's under the Orchid Station. Couldn't he just go there to stop what's going on?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, would that stop it? Would that, if it's already been dislodged, would making a whole bunch of other energy push it back onto the timeline?
And why is this frozen donkey wheel buried? Why is it?
Well, I'm assuming it
why
probably
is it to it, keep people from.
I'm assuming, like, the way it was when we went down there, there was kind of a ladder going down there and stuff like that. It probably wasn't always covered, but somehow over
Covered. Someone covered it to either protect the island or protect the people on the island.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. Maybe we'll find out in the history of the island why, but we just don't know right now.
At this point, we don't know why. But I just thought, well, if he knows that the Orchid Station is the key, wouldn't he just go to the Orchid Station?
Maybe he doesn't know that yet, but he finds out throughout time, and seeing Faraday down there is past the time when he found that out.
Well, let's check the book with the coffee ring staying in it.
The coffee ring actually means orchid. That's a big O.
Oh, Faraday's smart. And we had John. I didn't get the name as John Doe about Froggert having a bigger role. It cracked me up. I don't know.
You know, let's take a moment for fiery Froggert.
Yeah. Flaming yogurt. Froggert, I'm sorry. Burning yogurt.
We can't even take a moment for the poor fella.
I'm sorry. All right. Okay, we're moving on. And then Dave, the guy in the jumpsuits are not Dharma.
It could be anybody. But he's saying it's like maybe a future wave of like Fradies that are coming on the island at Widmore Sent.
I could see.
I mean,
that.
It could really go any way. But I don't know if it's. It didn't seem future. Like the way the army fatigues were, it seemed to me like further in the past. It seemed. I don't know, just whenever I saw that in the last episode, it seemed like in the past to me.
That's what I thought also.
But.
And then we had Adam, who said Jin was playing golf in the Mobisodes.
Goth?
Golf. I'm sorry, what did I say, golf?
I think it's the correct pronunciation in like Scotland, but here it's golf.
I went in the past. But he was playing golf in the Mobisodes, so I forgot all about that one.
Yeah, most of those Mobisodes I try to forget.
Wow.
Some of those are pretty terrible. I mean, there's some good ones, but some of those are pretty terrible.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if he did go back in the past and Russo was pregnant and he gave him a water bottle?
That would be pretty
funny. I would think that would be funny. Or maybe there's a hole in the baby bottle. The milk just runs all over the place.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, we have some emails here.
Okay.
We have one that said, when Sun shows, I guess we talked about the picture that Sun showed Kate about her son, her daughter.
Yeah, we had a call about that too, I think.
Was a baby picture.
Yeah.
Well, the it should be at least 2 years old, right?
Well, yeah, the baby should be, a couple years old. Why wouldn't she have a recent picture?
Because
that's to me just
when it's your only child, especially your only child, and your first child, you're really good about keeping up to date photos of your child.
Exactly.
And a baby picture is not something that I would carry around because people, hey, you have a 2-year-old son. Yeah, well, here's a big baby picture of him.
Yeah, it does seem odd.
Yeah, because people were saying, I knew they said baby picture.
Yeah, exactly.
I got that, but to me, why was it a baby picture?
Exactly.
It should be toddler because your baby, anyone that's had kids or seen kids, they change.
You get like pictures every like 5 minutes, it seems like.
Yeah, you're all excited.
Yeah, exactly.
When they get older, if you're second or third one, you kind of get, whatever.
You have like a baby picture and then like an 8-year-old picture.
You just take them to one of those booths where it has little 4 photos for a dollar. You're just sitting there for a second and I'll take pictures.
But still, it does seem odd that, this baby that she cherishes, she only has a baby picture with her. But it could just be us being over analytical. But
no, I think there's more to it because it was too obvious. And then right when they showed it, they showed Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously showing Aaron as a 2 or 3-year-old toddler.
Yeah, definitely toddler, 3 years old.
3 years old?
There, yeah.
So come on.
Yeah,
I agree. There's more to it than that. And there's something going on that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll find out later.
I agree.
And then we have one from Dave, who thought it might be cool if we have Tommy Chong did a cameo role as Hurley's uncle.
That it would be cool, but I think that might be pushing it a little too much.
I think it would be funny. Come on, wouldn't that be funny?
It'd be funny, but I don't know. That'd be kind of making it kind of campy. And I know you love camp.
I love campy.
But I don't think that's appropriate for last.
I'm with Dave. I'm pulling for it.
Okay. All right.
And then we had Angela, who said when Ethan shoots Locke, it's in the same area with obviously the plane.
Uh huh.
Remember in that episode?
I have a call about that too later on.
So you want me to just let it go? Well, it's the same episode where Boone, and I didn't even think about the time. That's where, remember, he lost the use of his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all trying to figure out maybe he was too far away from the magnetic field. Remember back then?
Uh-huh.
Why is he losing the... Well, maybe that's why, because that's where he got shot.
I don't think so. And this is my opinion, and we can talk about during when the call comes up too. That's not the case, because even before they even walked to the plane... He couldn't feel anything in his legs, and it was a gradual thing to the point once he got to the plane, he...
But he knows he's going to the plane.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he knows he's going to search for it. He saw the plane crashing in his kind of dream.
Yeah.
I don't think that's related. It's a coincidence, or it's like a parallel type of thing, but I don't think it's related to when he lost use of his legs, because even then, if he got shot in one leg, he'd still have the use of another leg, right?
You think he was just faking it so he didn't have to climb up in the plane?
No, I think that was the island kind of taking away his ability to walk, because maybe he wasn't supposed to go up to the plane.
Oh, the okay.
And I was like, dude, what are you doing? Stop. Or maybe just giving him trial to see if he was worthy of going to the hatch. Or people have also said maybe he wasn't supposed to find the swan hatch. Maybe he was supposed to find that hatch there that the plane fell on top of
first. The question mark hatch.
Yeah. So, the Pearl Station.
Pearl Station.
So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different theories on why, but I don't think it's related to the Boone, or that whole situation with Boone and him not being able to climb up and Boone going to his death.
I think that's cool, though.
What?
I like the fact that he got shot there, and that's where he...
Yeah, I think it's more of like a story device that, you know, that happened there, that happened there. It's twice or something. You know what I mean?
All right.
All right, so you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Nancy from Michigan again. Wow, what an amazing start to season 5. I think this is going to be my favorite season out of all the previous 4 seasons, because I really think we're going to start getting into the meat of the mythology and the history of the island now. But after watching those first 2 episodes, I felt so frustrated because no one wants to go back to the island except for Jack. And so the big question for me is, what's going to happen to convince the rest of them to go back? Because nothing so far has worked. Hurley seeing Charlie, and Kate said that Locke spoke to her and she thought he was crazy. So I have a theory. Either A, Ben and Jack knock them all out with chloroform and drag them there, or B, what's going to convince them to go back is that they, as we've seen from the video that they showed at Comic-Con, that Daniel Faraday and Dr. Marvin Candle, or Pierre Chang, are making a video message in the past to send to them in the future. So that's my theory. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jessica, a.k.a. Jaylen from the message boards, and I had to call in because today I had an apostrophe. Lightning struck my brain, and I'm sure that Jay will get that reference. But as I was listening to your podcast today, and you guys were mentioning when Locke got shot by Ethan right by the beach craft, I had this thought that, remember way back in season 1 when Boone and Locke found the beach craft the first time, Locke's legs were not working. He could not move. And we all thought that it was because of his paralysis early in life. How weird is it now that we can see this and I think that when he got shot, because that was in the future, the reason why he couldn't walk is all interconnected. I just had to call in and tell you guys my little revelation. I thought about it all day at work today. I really like the podcast and glad that it's back full time. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Eric calling from Tampa again. I just want to give you a little bit of my insight into the first couple episodes that I watched Wednesday. Jay, I do agree with you. X-Men 3 was absolutely horrendous, and I wish it never happened. The first two were very good, but third one, no, not good at all. But I was just commenting on the fact that, you know, it seems like when people die, you know, related to Flight 815 or related to the island in one way or another, they become somehow related to, you know, people on the island, like they'll appear to them for one way or another, like Christian Shepherd seems to be like the Grim Reaper, like he seems to come to people before they die. And I think what's going to happen is, since Michael, we pretty much know, is dead, I think this season or next, we're going to see Michael come as kind of that dead apparition to one of the lost characters, maybe one that he's very connected to, not sure why. Maybe he'll even come with Walt. For whatever reason, it also seems like Walt is appearing to people on island when he even shouldn't be there, like in season 3 when he comes to John Locke when he was shot in the ditch by Ben, which could also pose the question, does Walt die in the future? Because how else would he be able to appear to people on the island when he was in fact off island? Because that seems like the only way that ever really happens. So I think we're going to see Michael, and then possibly, if that is the case, which I highly doubt, but if it is possible, maybe Jin, coming to people when he is in fact still dead. So that's just my, you know, theory, that we'll probably see some people that have died recently come and appear to people on the island when they are in fact now deceased. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your podcast. You guys are awesome.
Hey, Jay and Jack, Dale from Great White North here. Just wanted to throw a way to left field theory at you guys. I was laying in bed last night, honestly couldn't sleep, and had a thought that could that expose reference from the season premiere be a lead back to our old friends Nikki and Paulo? As you know, I said they are believed to be dead as well due to that unique spider venom that they came into contact with. Could John Locke possibly be faking his own death to get everyone back to the island using the same venom? Just a thought. Not actually sure I believe it myself, but I thought I'd put it out there. Anyhow, love the show, and thanks for taking my call.
Hey, guys. It's the Italian Stallion over in Los Angeles. It's been a while since I called. I think, it's probably last season. But I still listen to every episode you guys have been putting out and helped me get through the hiatus. And I'm glad to have season 5 going. Hey, I just posted on the message boards on your forum some pictures from, actually it was around Christmas time, but I finally got around to putting it up there. One of my friends, she works for ABC, and they made an announcement over email to the employees about Damon and Carlton were going to be there on the lot signing season 4, the DVD sets that had just come out. So she made a point to get in line for me, and she got the DVD set and had Damon and Carlton sign them for me. And there was actually about another 5 writers who signed them as well. So it's pretty cool, and I posted the pics for you. And just wanted to share that with all of you. And again, thanks for all you guys, all your work that you do for the podcast. And I never miss a single episode. And looking forward to next week's episode. Thanks, guys. Bye.
You know, nobody likes a bragger.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I saw the 3rd episode already. No, I was jealous. I saw a post on the boards. I was like, "Oh,
that's cool." I mean, it's like cool. When I ran into Damon Lindelof at Comic Con
when you stalked him
and said hi to him and stuff like that. Said I love his work.
He said, "Get away from me, kid."
Somebody got there really early to try and meet him, and
yeah, and I was like going to go to one of his things, and I couldn't get there, and I don't know.
Yeah, I guess the world likes me better.
That's life. Karma just doesn't go my way. And then Dale, I like Dale's theory.
What?
I think that Locke is, because I don't think Locke's a brave guy.
Why that? I hate when people hate on Locke.
It's not hate. Locke loves that island. And he'll do anything for the island, but I don't think he'll kill himself for the island.
You don't know that. He killed himself. He's dead.
Because that's nobody. I don't think the island would be happy if someone killed themselves.
You know, somebody made a good point. I think Jack's Lost Stepkid made this point on our message boards that Christian was dead when he was brought back to the island. Look at him now.
Do we know he was dead?
Did you see him in the morgue?
I saw him in the morgue, but I don't know for a fact he was dead. I've never been 100% behind he was dead.
Okay, well,
he was drunk.
Dead or not, he was pretty blue and pale in the morgue.
Nah, you can stage your own. You can fake it.
Okay, either way, he was dead and he was brought to the island. Now he's walking around just fine.
Could be the whole thing with that spider thing. That would explain the whole Nikki and Paolo thing. That would make everything in the world of Lost better if Nikki and Paolo actually had a reason to be there.
They still didn't really have a reason. That episode had a reason to be there, I guess. Yeah, more specific.
Other than Nikki running around in a bathing suit. Or was it a bra, whatever it was.
I think it was a bra.
Okay. Yeah. Other than that, what reason was there was for them to be there?
To have people to hate.
They have you for that.
Yes.
And then Jessica, we've talked about that before, that the...
Jalen?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we just talked about it. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's more like a story thing. Like, hey, this happened here and this happened here. And
I think
kind of looking back
I think
on
it's
the
cool
past.
And funny. I didn't even think about it at the time. It wasn't until I read an email. I said, oh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's like something really part of the mythology of the show, or they maybe created a time rip in space and that's why he's feeling. No, I think it's more just an allusion to the past when he wasn't able to walk there. And I think that
Would you be shocked if that was the reason?
Yes, I would really? Be. Yes, I would be.
Wow.
I really don't see that as being the reason for why Locke couldn't walk in Deus Ex Machina.
Okay. And then I skipped Eric. We had Eric said, well, first he didn't like X-Men 3, wish it would have never happened. Maybe he could turn
the
donkey.
I hope the new Wolverine movie is
You could
better.
Turn the donkey wheel maybe and go back and, well, you can't do that.
Maybe if that happened though, there'd be like 30 X-Men 3 movies.
Ooh.
Which would be way worse.
And then he was saying about people dying. Maybe Michael could come back. Yeah. The only thing against that, I think Harold Perrineau didn't leave on good terms.
He didn't leave
on
good terms.
If you read that article that came out.
Or maybe that was all just a plot.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
To make us think he'd never
come
back.
I would love to see him come back and like that. But you know, remember they had Echo. Remember, Hurley saw Echo last year, but we didn't actually see Echo.
Yeah.
So maybe it was one of those things. Maybe they'll do where we'll see Michael, but we don't see Michael. We hear his name, reference to him.
I hope maybe... Or we go back to maybe Echo being on, because I miss Echo too, and so I don't know. I guess
his problem
see.
Was he didn't like living in Hawaii.
No, he didn't. He wanted to go back to Britain, right?
Right.
But it, you know, it's tough. And that's also why Rousseau left. The actually played Danielle Rousseau. She left because you know
she didn't like living in Hawaii.
Yeah, which is tough. It's Hawaii.
I think a lot of people would rather just live here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I know, right?
So I'll trade with them. I'm willing to for the good of the show. I'm willing to sacrifice. And we had Nancy, who's saying, you know, people aren't listening to Jack. Well, look at Jack.
He hasn't been the best judge of character.
And, you know, and their lives haven't been as great off the island as it was, you know, coming back. You know, Hurley's in a mental institution. He doesn't want to lie. He doesn't, he's stressing over that.
Well, I think that the main importance of those episodes is to show, like, how hard it is going to be to get them. They're not going to be like, hey, let's go. Because then there's, like,
also,
no story.
But also, Kate's life is better. She's not on the run anymore. Uh-huh. She has a child that she loves.
Uh-huh.
So her life is, she has money stashed everywhere.
But she still has the guilt of what's going on.
She has the guilt, but her life is better than it was. Wouldn't she have guilt before?
What do you mean?
People died because of Kate.
Well, I think she's always going to have guilt, but I don't know. I think in the end,
Saeed is killing people left and right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Saeed, I think, had a better life. I think eventually they'll learn that they were supposed to be on the island and they were happy there.
Well, you think they'll see a video from Faraday and Pierre Chang that tells them why they have to come back?
Yes.
You think that's what's going to happen?
I could see that being the reason. Or there has to be something that'll unify them and make them realize they have to go back. So we'll see.
You think they'll all be back? You think that'll happen this season or we'll see that next season?
I think it'll happen at the end of this season. But then, I don't know, because then maybe once they get back, what other stories left?
Well, right
now
you have Hurley's in jail.
Yes.
Now, he's murder charges, so I don't know if they can...
He get out on bail, can he?
I don't know. Killing three people? Well, he said four. He could remember how many people he killed.
Three, four. However many, I did it.
Plus, he was throwing hot pockets at people, too, and I think that's a horrible crime.
That's like a misdemeanor, isn't it? Those things are volcano hot. All right, are you ready to get the next set of calls here?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Stacy calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I am a longtime listener, first-time caller. I normally don't call with my theories because, frankly, they're not usually original. And I was listening to your podcast today thinking that maybe I would have heard my theory, but I did not. So I'm calling with mine. My theory is the whispers in the jungle are our losties. That's our losties traveling through time. And what they hear when they hear the whispers is themselves. Anyway, I love the podcast. You kept me entertained for a few years now. And, man, I'm going to be bummed when this show is gone. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jeff from Washington State. The first couple episodes made me think about Cindy's role. Remember Cindy, who was the flight attendant on 8:15 and who kind of joined the others, taking care of the kids. They kind of went out of their way in the recap show, I thought, and to show her in particular, even in that first scene when Locke was with Richard, Albert, and all the others, there's Cindy. Okay, bam, the island moves, and Locke disappears from their group. Now, we've got to still figure out what is it about our losties that makes them move, but not all of the hostiles, the originals. And since Cindy moved with the originals, I'm thinking that Cindy always was part of their group. Now, I don't know if it's the medicine they're taking or if it's that they're indigenous to the island, but I think the fact that Cindy moved with Richard and didn't move with Locke means that she was with the others all along and that she was working for them before the flight and that she was actually part of the conspiracy to get that plane crashed. Now,
hey, Jay and Jack, this is David from Omaha. Just got done listening to your podcast. Love the fact that you mirrored Lost and you did some time traveling on your podcast to go back from Monday to Thursday to Thursday to Monday. I was actually getting lost on the podcast. A real quick shout out to my wonderful niece who turned me on to your podcast, and she absolutely loves you guys. It's Slipper Girl in Omaha. But I just wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed your latest podcast. I enjoyed it for years, actually. The Lost episode was unfreaking believable. I'm going to have to watch it about two or three times just to figure out what was going on. So keep it great work, guys.
Jay and Jack, this is G from Dell City again. All this time travel stuff makes it a little hard to comprehend, you know, what you're trying to explain. So I wrote some stuff down, a few theories that I had. So I'm just going to run through them real quick. There's a lot of parallels I see that's happening this season. Faraday approached Desmond in the form of Desmond thought it was a dream, woke up to realize that it wasn't a dream, that it was a memory. Claire approached Kate in a dream. I wouldn't be surprised if she found out that that was a memory, not a dream. Also, I've always believed that Claire was not dead. I always thought that there was two Claires and that the Claire that we saw in the cabin was a future Claire that knew everything that was going on. The other Claire was just whisked away so she wouldn't encounter her future self. Another parallel is Miles and Hurley. Miles sees dead people. Hurley sees dead people. I don't think there's a coincidence there. I think Hurley's doing whatever the same thing that Miles is doing. Also, we have the Army guys. The Army guys, I think, is Russo's crew. I haven't heard anybody else with that theory yet. As soon as I saw them, I immediately thought that they were Russo's crew. But that's yet to be seen. We'll find out. And, of course, I think that the island disappeared because it isn't there yet. It either got blown up or sunk sometime in the past, and that's why it disappeared in the present. All right, thank you guys, and I'll be looking forward to listening to you guys again next week. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Robin from the TVCritic.org. Just a comment about the scene between Kate and Sun that I thought was the highlight of the lie. I thought the way it was written was really clever, that it gave us about 99% certainty that Sun is holding a bitter grudge against Jack and Kate, but left 1% doubt that maybe she was being reasonable. But the point I wanted to call in was Kate getting offended at the suggestion that she might kill someone to protect Aaron. You know, what kind of person do you think I am? You'd think after killing her own father and shooting a bunch of guys in a bank and helping to gun down some of the others and threatening to blow a guy's knee off, she might hold up her hands and say, yeah, fair enough, son. Maybe I would do something like that to protect Aaron. Keep up the great work, guys. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, Robin, this is after Island Kate. she's changed, you know, people change.
Turn a new leaf.
You know, sometimes you just don't feel like blowing people up and, you know, getting away in a car chase and having your childhood friend get killed. Sometimes you just change.
Okay, all right.
You know, or not. But I think Sun is 100%.
Yeah.
Behind it. I just, the scene was, like you said, it was a great scene, but I don't believe her. She's, like I said, she's become off, she's on Island Kate, Son. Mm-hmm. She's tough, and she's someone to be. She's not the girl that sat back and let Jin do all the talk. She was doing that as, you know, towards season three, she started getting tougher and stuff like that, but she's hardcore now.
Hardcore.
She's hardcore. And then the army guys being Russo's crew, the only thing that theory that reason that wouldn't work because Russo wasn't shooting him in the back.
Well, the only thing I've got said is that they were like speaking with English or British accents.
But we don't know what
if Russo seems was all French or not.
Do we know that for a fact?
I don't know. We don't know. But I'm just saying, like, maybe that's something
we don't know. Maybe it was a United Nations
possibly.
Cruise. So you don't know. We don't know that for a fact. Okay. And Desmond Faraday, the thing with, we had an email about this where Faraday comes out where he meets Desmond. Now, Desmond never came outside the hatch when Kelvin was there. That was our, right? Until the day of the crash.
Well, yeah. And the thing I think is it's kind of changed because he knocked on the door and maybe Kelvin was out and about. And then he's like, who's knocking on the door? Somebody killed Kelvin. And he came out with a gun to check, see what was going on.
Yeah. Okay. That would be the only explanation on that. And then we had Claire. Is it future Claire? What's going on with Claire?
I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know what's going on.
I do like
Claire.
The thought, though, that Claire showed up to Kate. Maybe she did the kind of same thing that Faraday did, maybe.
Yeah. And maybe we'll find that out later on. Well,
but the only thing is different is that Desmond, he remembered the memory from being on the island. The whole thing with Claire meeting Kate was Claire was in the room, very ghosty-like.
Now, Miles and Hurley, are they the same, or do you think it's the island that's making...
Yeah, I think just the island's making contact with
Hurley.
And I think Miles, whatever happened to him is because he was born on the island and he has some kind of special gifts.
And the next call, was it David?
Yes.
Shout out to Slipper Girl. And it sounded like he was calling it the San Diego Zoo.
He did, didn't
it? They had that bird sanctuary where it's you walk through and it's the whole time it's sitting there going, wow, that reminds me of going to the zoo. That was cool. We had Jeff, Cindy as another. That was one of my theories back in...
Okay, now I will agree with this. Now I'm gonna. I was excited about this call coming up.
You want to destroy my theory or defend it?
I want to end the theory that Rose works for Dharma because, or she's another, because... She didn't disappear with all the others. She was there on the island.
Or if she didn't take what has kept the others from jumping around.
Oh,
maybe
boo-hoo.
Maybe her job is to jump and go with the others.
No,
with the losties.
I think Rose works for Dharma is dead.
You don't know that. Bernard and Rose could be the ones that are, because they were on the plane. Their job is to stay with him the whole time.
They were on the plane. Cindy was on the plane.
Cindy's job was just to get them to the island.
No. I think this. I mean, there's been a million things that disprove your theory, but I think this is the final nail
I don't think you can say 100% sure that they don't do it. People have been sending emails saying it could possibly happen. So, yeah, you can't. So what do you think? That Cindy is another?
I think once you're picked by Jacob, like she was on the list, that makes you one of them.
And what happened to the kids? Where are they at?
They were with the others.
But why didn't they jump?
They did.
Where are they at?
With the others. Wherever time. They didn't move. Remember, Richard said we didn't
move. Jonesy
leave.
Going around?
We did.
Is Jonesy going around cutting off their hands?
No, but what did I just say?
I don't know. I didn't listen to you.
I said that they're with Richard and everybody that stayed there. Richard said... We didn't leave. You did. So
but why
Brock
are,
left,
why,
and
why
they
are,
were just where they were.
But why are the kids not? What is keep? Is it the medicine?
The kids were there. Well, what are you trying to get at?
Well, why is Jonesy going after Juliet and Sawyer?
Because they're not one of the others. They're moving around through time.
All right. Still not.
What are you not getting about the kids?
I got to know where they're at.
They're with Richard and Cindy. They stayed put. It's Locke that moved around and everybody else.
I understand that, but why aren't the kids moving around? They were on the plane.
Why didn't Cindy move around?
Because she's taking the special medicine.
You're lost. All right.
And then Stacy said the Whispers are the Losties.
I like it, but I don't think so.
I think it's something that I think it's just people that are just.
I think it's just a scare tactic.
It might not just be the Losties. It might be people that's all traveling through time. It might not just necessarily be the Losties. Well, maybe it's other people that have got caught in the before when they turned the wheel back, or maybe that's the incident where something happened and those people are going through time.
But it does seem funny whenever the others appear, the Whispers are around. And the Whispers do say things, you know, and they comment on what's going on the island. So,
well, it would be a great theory, though.
Yeah. All right, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Razor from Maryland. And my comment about the season premiere of Lost last night, my favorite scene was when Anna Lucia shows back up. And I thought it was quite fortuitous, if you will, that we have Michelle Rodriguez saying to Hurley, hey, don't get busted by the cops, dot, dot, dot. You might get kicked off the show Lost for an amount of time. I don't know. I just thought that was a pretty interesting scene where they have Anna Lucia playing a cop, which she was before, but saying, don't get busted by the cops, which, you know, she did in real life. So anyway, I thought that was great, great season premiere and great podcast. Jay and Jack, keep up the great work. Thanks.
Hi, Jay and Jack. Love the show. This is Barry from the Bronx. And I have two questions that have been gnawing at me. One of them is, no one's mentioning Walt. Why isn't Walt seen as one of the people that need to go back? After all, he was on the island for all those days, at least the first couple of seasons. So that's something to check on. And the second thing is, when Ben keeps saying that they have to go back, they never should have left, why did he tell Kate it was okay for them to leave on the helicopter? Did he find out later that they should have gone back? Or what is the story on that? Why did he tell them to leave when he knows that they shouldn't have left? That's all I have. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Don from Baltimore, calling with my crackpot theory of the week. And I do think that Peter Chang's baby is Miles. And I think that Miles was born on the island prior to the release of the electromagnetic energy. And because he was conceived and born before the release of that is why he was able to be born on the island. And then because he was developing in the time when they were breaking open that electromagnetic energy and had to learn to contain it, that somehow he has the ability to not himself travel through time, but he can sense others traveling through time, and that's how he can communicate with the dead. So that's my theory of the week, and keep up the good work. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Kimball from Arizona, calling in with some evidence that Jin is not dead. The evidence is it has to do with the recap episode that I know you guys didn't watch, but the recap right before the amazing premiere last night. Here's the deal. They started talking about all the different characters of Lost, but they made sure not to mention anybody who had been killed off. They'd include them in any of the shots or anything. There was no Libby, Anna Lucia, no Boone, none of those guys who had died. In fact, they didn't even show Charlie when they showed Hurley in the Dharma van. They made sure that any shot of Hurley in the van included just him and nothing of Charlie. Now, Jin, though, did show up as one of the characters they recapped. They said, you know, Jin and Sun, and start talking about them. So it seems to reason that if they talked about him among the other live characters, that he is still alive. In fact, when they were doing the little clips of Carlton and Damon talking, they mentioned, you know, Jin thinks that, or Sun thinks that Jin is dead, and they use think, and there's a lot of stuff with that whole recap talking about them that makes sure it seems like he is still alive. So that's where I'm putting my money. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Camille calling from Northern California. I don't really have a theory, but I was just listening to your podcast, and you were talking about, you know, Locke pulling the knife out of the Dharma guy's back. And it made me think, you guys have probably mentioned it before, but what's the deal with Luck? He can't shoot anyone. He couldn't shoot that guy in on the pot farm. He can't shoot Jack. But how come he can knife anyone? I don't know. That seems like much more of a hard, it seems like it would be a harder thing to do to kill someone with a knife than with a gun. Anyway, just think Locke is weird. And I loved the two episodes, and I'm glad Lots is back. I'm glad you guys are back. And that scene with Mrs. Hawking at the end, ha, beat that, heroes.
Ooh, the hero slam.
Thrown down.
Well, I agree with Camille. Locke is weird. What's his deal? That's your boy.
Just wait. That's all I'm saying.
Locke is your boy.
Just wait.
He doesn't seem to be able to shoot anybody.
I will tell you this. By the end of the season, I believe you will quit ragging on Locke.
Will you admit that Cindy and Rose and Bernard could work for Dharma?
Nope. Cindy is another. But I guess she was picked by Jacob, not because she had some conspiracy to fake crash the plane.
But she was an other from the start.
Not from the start. I don't think so.
Yeah, what is the deal? But like I said, it would be harder to throw a knife at someone.
I don't know. I guess what you're really, I guess it's whatever you're comfortable with. He's been comfortable using his knife. It's how he kills the boars and everything. So maybe he's just more comfortable using a knife.
Maybe he thinks a gun's just too violent.
And plus, in the knife situation, it was kind of like a last, like, you know, that was a self-defense. Throwing a knife at them stopped from killing somebody else.
Right.
Stopping.
Well, not Naomi. Naomi.
That was to stop her from calling.
Right. So, and what's the deal? He's always hitting people in the back with a knife. Isn't that what a coward does?
I think it's more like if you stab him in the back. Throwing it, that takes some finesse.
You face your.
But then you lose the element of surprise. If you're going like, hey, I'm going to throw a knife at you, then they're going to kill you instead.
It's like if in the Old West, if you're doing a shootout, you don't shoot the guy in the back. You stand up to him like a man. And
all right, well, you go back in the Old West and do that in a shootout.
I wouldn't shoot anybody in the back. Always got something to defend your boy with. Always.
All right.
And then Kimball, Jin is not dead.
I don't know.
Well, we took a lot of heat for not watching the recap, but I'm like, who wants to watch something a recap of something I've already seen?
It's just those shows are always just very like this.
But this obviously had something in there, hidden in there. Now, do you think, is that just something they're putting out there to keep us curious going on for next three, four, five weeks?
Those recap shows are really there to get you ready for what you need to know to watch the next episode.
But would it help someone who's never watched Lost?
No, I don't think it would.
Okay. It just gets you maybe pumped up for but wouldn't you show that the week before? Or you make it a whole Lost night and you have
because
great
the week
ratings.
Before they showed the season finale from last season,
right?
But those I feel those recaps are more to kind of prepare you to be ready, kind of refresh your memory for what you need to know to watch this episode. And I think most of the stuff they showed was giving them information that they need to know to get fully what this episode is going to have. And all the other deaths didn't really apply to this episode, but Jin's death applied to that scene with Sun and Kate because of what she was saying there.
Do you think Jin is dead? We haven't seen him.
I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know
in
how
the
they're going to approach
episodes,
it.
We haven't seen him.
And for me, it's like I can't even like give a theory out because I have no clue. And they've been very ambiguous with his fate. Right. Damon and Carlton, even Daniel Day Kim has been ambiguous with his fate. So I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to see.
All right, and then Don, Miles is Pierre Chang's son, born on the island.
I think a lot of people think that.
And that's why he has the special powers. That's what I think. I agree. That's a great theory. Barry, why doesn't Walt have to go back?
I don't know.
Or does he? Maybe we don't know. Maybe Ben's already locked him up and we don't know. I mean, not locked him up, but got him already
on board. I mean, I don't know, but he was allowed to leave. Remember that him and Michael were allowed to leave the island by Ben. Which is assuming that was part of Jacob, what he told him.
But also, Ben also told Kate and Jack they were free to go,
too. Yeah, that's true.
Unless he thought that Ben and Jack weren't going to make it. I mean, I'm sorry, Kate and Jack weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
That maybe they would perish by... He had the plan probably the whole time to turn the donkey wheel.
Uh-huh.
That maybe he knew that turning the donkey wheel, they'd somehow be trapped in the...
Within the...
The time... The
perimeter?
Yeah. That's what I tried to say. And then Razor, Anna Lucia, kind of ironic that she was playing a cop that tells Hurley, don't get...
You know, I miss Anna Lucia, though. But seeing her back, I missed her. Really? I was one. I liked Anna Lucia for the most part.
She was tough. I liked her.
Yeah. I don't know why people hated her so much, but I liked
her. Well, I think it fell into that second season, and people got upset at the beginning, and then we weren't seeing our favorite characters. But then as time went on, we...
You're meat and potatoes.
Meat and potato people. We're getting, you know...
Analyzation.
But seriously, people wanted the meat and potato. I think at that time, we were all pumped up, and I think a lot of people like us saw it on the season, got into it on the off season during the DVDs, and we're all excited, and then we start the season with these new characters. We're like, well, wait a minute, what happened to these other guys?
Yeah.
And I think that was the biggest problem with season two, is the people that left it is because they got ticked off that they wanted to find out more about what...
Well, the first couple were like through orientation was, and then they got into the tailies like a good, you know, 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah, I think people just are... Their instant gratification. They want it now, and they just said, forget it, I'm not watching anymore.
But what makes it different from the Taileys and different from when we had the Fradys last season? A lot of people generally accepted the Fradys.
I think that most people that stayed with it are the same people that stayed in season 3 and said, okay, I'm in here for the long haul. I'm staying. But I think the season 1 into season 2, that's when they lost a lot of their viewers.
The kind of the popcorn fluff.
The popcorn
viewers.
People said, wait a minute, I want answers. I want this. You're making no sense. But now, like we said before, if you stayed with it, you're getting the answers now. You're finding out a lot of how Yemi's plane crashed on the how that happened to crash on the island and all this different stuff that's going on when it wasn't, you know, when there's no way it had enough fuel to get to where it, I guess it's been explained. Well, it really hadn't been explained how it had enough.
Well, it's been explained that the island moves.
The island moves, so maybe it was closer, the whole thing. But they are answering some questions now. But I think the reason people, like I said, stayed for season 3 and did the Fradys is because it also was filling in the questions and the... I don't know, but like people liked Echo, though, and people were just ticked off when Echo got killed, and he was part of season 2, so I don't know. I don't think a lot of people like tough women.
Maybe she was just too pushy.
And I think she was tough, and then she shot Shannon.
Yeah.
And people like Shannon, they're like, you know, that could have something to do with it, too, but I don't know. I think it has more to do with people in season 1 that gave up on it.
Yeah.
And said, oh, forget it, I'm done with this show, and moved on.
And then... The cast and creators of Heroes would bash Lost for that. And in your face!
And then Camille would say, oh, take that.
All right,
anything else? That's all I got.
All right, let's go to the last set of calls here.
Hi, I just listened to your podcast about the show last night about the lie and just wanted to let you know you had missed the part where Sun pulls out the picture of her baby. She does actually clarify. She says, oh, this is a picture of when she was a baby. And you were confused about why she didn't have a more current picture, but she does preface it. She says, this is a picture of her when she was a baby. It's the only one I have right now. That's all. Thanks for your podcast. It's great fun. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Lisa from Pennsylvania. I was just thinking, what do you guys think happened to the flight attendant and the two little kids that were taken from the tally section? I was just wondering if they were being included in the whole time skipping thing or somehow they're exempt because they defected over to the others. And if they are exempt, is it because they're somehow part of the island history before and we'll somehow see them in maybe the Dharma Initiative? Anyway, I love the podcast and keep going at it. All right, bye.
Hey guys, Albert from Nashville, long-time listener, first-time caller. I had a quick theory for you. Pierre Chang's baby, you guys say it's Miles. Well, two questions. First of all, how was the baby born on the island? We all know that babies, women that get pregnant, die, have complications during the second trimester. Was the baby born on the island, or had they just come over? The Dharma Initiative just gotten to the island. Second, we know it's Miles. Maybe Miles' special powers, his psychic ability, is because he was born on the island. We know that the island clearly has special powers. Maybe Miles was able to develop his special psychic ability because he was born on the island. Keep up the great work, and I can't wait to listen to the next show and see you next show on Wednesday and see the next Lost on Wednesday. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hi, this is Brendan Fair from Bayshore, Long Island. I was just thinking... about Sun's plans for Pack Heavy Industries, maybe it's to add more power to the Hanzo Foundation along with the Widmore Corporation so they could create a global empire with unlimited resources. With their wealth and power, Sun and Widmore should be able to find the island and kill Ben. You also mentioned that Mrs. Hawking may be Daniel's mother, but she seems a little old for that. Do you think that Mrs. Hawking is Daniel and Charlotte's grandmother? That would explain Daniel and Charlotte's loving but standoffish relationship and their interest in the island. Also, in a previous podcast, you said that the people who wanted to chop off Juliet's hand were wearing jumpsuits. Didn't Rousseau's team have jumpsuits, as seen in Solitary? Maybe it was Rousseau's team taking revenge for Montan's arm. And finally, I really hope the show explains why, I really hope the show explains how Walt appeared to Shannon and Locke, why he saved Locke but led Shannon to her death. Shannon was my favorite character. You guys are awesome. Keep it up. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Gary from Charlotte. First-time crawler, long-time whistler. Like your show. And had a crackpot theory that I wanted to run by you. It involves kind of strange scene at the end when Sawyer hurts his toe. It's an occurrence that doesn't seem to fit in with anything else. And here's my theory in regards to that. You don't go running through the jungle without shoes and an open wound on your foot without getting a nasty infection. Sawyer gets one. Dr. Juliet is forced to amputate Sawyer's toe to save his life or his foot. You see where this is going? Our heroes then go zipping through time, skipping here and there, at some time end up way in the past, where some ancient folk see this godlike Sawyer appear before them doing something that seems to impress them, and then disappears into time with a flash, and they build a statue of this apparent god. So the four-toed statue is not Homer Simpson, it's Sawyer. What do you think? That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking with it.
Well,
wow. You know what, Gary? Because the funny part is when he paused there for a second, I went, oh, and he goes, you see where this is going? You couldn't hear me say that, but I said that. I go, wow, that's because I know a lot of women think that Sawyer's a god. So even minus a toe, I'm sure he'd be okay with that. What do you think?
Yes.
That would be a cool.
Or maybe that's what made him godlike. He could be that cool and awesome with only 9 toes.
Well, that yeah. Why would they show? Are just showing the fact that he didn't have a shirt or shoes.
Or poor Sawyer here never has shoes. His feet are always getting messed up. He needs to be a little bit more prepared.
I like that. I like that. And then we had Brendan with the son. You think son would get together with Widmore and get this huge power?
There does seem to be, like, you know, these big superpower companies and, you know, the Paik and Widmore and the Hanso Foundation, stuff like that. So
but I don't think she's I don't think she's not working for Widmore.
Okay.
I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see that. But it could be. I could be wrong. And then we had Mrs. Hawkins could be Charlotte and Daniel's grandmother. You know, maybe she just didn't age well.
Possibly.
You never know.
Maybe she just had kids late.
Yeah, you never know.
In her life.
Well, how do we know how old she is?
No, we don't.
We don't know how old she is.
Just general assuming by her looks.
And there is a kind of a standoff thing between Charlotte and Daniel.
But I mean, if Daniel is like late 20s, 30s, if you have your kid like when you're 30, that puts you in 60.
Yeah.
Right? 60
but I'm
range.
Saying, but are Daniel and Charlotte related?
I don't know. I think I don't know. I don't think so.
And then Albert says Miles was born on the island. I think we all agree. But if he was born on the island, how was he able to, was that before they had the problem with kids not being able?
I think that was before. I think later on that problem happened.
My theory is Ben was doing something.
To cause it?
Cause it.
Okay.
I think it's all Ben's fault. I don't think there is a problem on the island with babies being born on there.
Okay.
I think it's all Ben to control what's going on and who has kids and whatnot.
Okay.
Lisa, what happened to the flight attendant? Obviously, Lisa, you weren't listening to early in the podcast. We already talked about this.
Basically, I'm
just giving you a hard time.
It is confirmed that Rose does not work for Dharma.
Has never been confirmed, but
or is not another.
So there. And then we didn't get we didn't get the name of the first caller, but it was talking about Sun's baby picture, and it sounded like she had
in the email too.
Yeah, it sounded like she had a baby in the background. My question to you is, do you have updated photos of your child, or you just have that one photo of your child and you're going to carry around. And when people go, oh, my daughter's 3 years old, let me see. Here's a baby picture of her.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird.
As someone who's had three kids, and it was painful, until they were like 10 or 11, I always had photos.
Did you give birth to them naturally?
Yes, I did. I was mad about it. Oh, never mind. I was,
gonna get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, I kept my, never mind, move on. But I had photos of my kids up until they're like 13 or 14, and I had updated photos. Oh, this is what they look like. Now you go check the post office. You can find their photos there.
Let's go on Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook, MySpace, you can find them there. But no, seriously, I know most parents, when they show their pictures of their kids, have updated photos. Kind of stunned me that they went right to Aaron, too. When they go watch it again, here's a picture of my baby that they can play with Aaron. They went right to Aaron, and Aaron's sitting there sleeping, which I thought was a great acting job by Goober.
You could do that, right?
Yeah. Well, he looked like he was really sleeping.
Probably was.
So what'd they do? Here's some children's Tylenol. Here, take that. And
is that age? They take naps anyway, usually throughout the day anyway.
But it's got a bunch of people walking around.
It's not that hard.
All right.
Not everybody's like you and gets woken up with like a mouse.
I think they dosed
slightly squeaking. Dosed
them here. Here's a couple pints of children's Tylenol. Take that. Jeez. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just throwing it out there as a theory.
They're drugging the child actors on the show.
Well, it's over the counter. It's not like it's illegal.
But not moral, but it's still legal. All right, you ready for the listener theory of the week?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Time Skipping Tom. I've got two theories for you. One is that I believe that Desmond is actually the true leader of the others, who Richard Elpart has been looking for. What he's been looking for in John Locke, he's going to find in Desmond. If you think about it, we just saw Richard give Locke the compass, and then we've seen before where he presents the compass for him to try to identify. He does pick the compass and the sand, but he's not able to pick the Book of Laws. We don't see Locke doing any mental ability where he's actually channeling in on this. Now, what we have seen in this last episode is that Faraday actually recognizes this power in Desmond and uses it to communicate with Desmond via time. We've seen him communicate in the past in previous episodes, and now we've seen him able to communicate with Desmond into the future in this last episode. So I believe Desmond is who the others have been looking for to actually lead them. If you think about it, Desmond was down in the hatch, and the others really didn't ever know about him. The only time Desmond ever met one of the others was when he briefly met Ben when the two groups split apart last year, when they followed off either Locke or Jack. Now, the other theory I have going on is why certain people are time jumping and others aren't. You could think that maybe the others are natural island inhabitants and they are not jumping around in time. And I think the reason why the Oceanic Six have to go back is because they were away from the boundary of the island when the island moved, and because they're splintered, they've actually caused some sort of time rip. And that's why this is affecting the others, or the Oceanic people that were left behind on the island, along with the freighter folk. Lapidus was missing from them as well. Now, the only thing that bothers me about this is Juliet's also jumping. She's not a native on the island. So if that's the case, what's happening to Cindy and the kids that were with the others? Are they jumping around in time as well, and we just haven't seen it? And what about the dead bodies that have been buried that came from Oceanic? Are they jumping around in the ground right now? All this will be interesting to see if they answer. Thanks for your time, and I enjoy the podcast. Bye.
I like it. The second one is confusing. Not that he gave in. It's just confusing on what's going on.
Well, I think maybe Juliet didn't, because she kind of was excommunicated by the
others. Maybe that's why Walt and Michael don't have to come back, because they were off the island when all this happened.
Exactly, yeah.
And that, I don't know. I don't know. It's so above me, I don't have any idea. I'm just going to ride that one out. But the first one, Desmond being the leader of the others, I can see that.
Really? Because, you think so?
Locke, you're anti-Rose.
Not anti-Rose. I just don't think she works for Dharma, but, or she's another.
Come on. Locke is not the leader. Come on, you've seen him in action.
He will rue the day.
He throws knives in people's backs. He's not a leader. He's not a leader. If he was the leader,
okay.
Why wouldn't, when they first crashed on that island, didn't he step up and say, Jack, I'll take, when Jack said, I don't want to be in charge, Locke just stepped up and said, okay, I'll take charge.
He's not the leader of the Losties. He's the leader of the others.
But he has
others.
No leadership capabilities. Leaders have egos. You've seen it. That's why people run for president, because they have huge. Why would you want that job unless you have a tremendous ego? You want to be on top. Locke has an ego, but he wasn't willing to step up and be the leader. He's not management.
All I have to say,
he's not management material.
He will rue the day. He will rue the day, and you'll eat your words.
You think we'll find out at the end of season six that Locke was the true leader of the others?
I think yes.
I say no.
And you'll find out.
I think Desmond makes more sense.
Okay.
Even though Desmond's a coward. But I think, and he did get Charlie killed.
Well, you're the one who was all over Jack, like wanting to make out with him, and look at how he turned out.
Hey. What does that have to do with anything?
All right. You
didn't want to make out with him? That's just gross.
I don't know. I saw you at Comic-Con when he appeared out.
That was not me screaming. I was not that. I was. That was. Oh, hold on a second. In my defense, that was a lady. I don't know who she was. Come on, back me up. She went running down the aisle.
Lady, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, okay, you know what? I'm like going, oh my God, more security.
All right, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah, let's close it out. Right, on that note, let's close it out.
All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yay! Do we want to talk about the Autism Speaks?
Let's go through our spiel then. All right. Give us a call at 206.
306-
oh, crap. Sorry. So you messed me up. 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
It's 206-309-0311.
Calling time with your last comments and or theories.
Also, check out our website, jayandjack.com, with all important information related to the show, like our message board at lostpodcast.prowordstu.com, our MySpace page. We also just made a brand new official, shiny, Jay and Jack Twitter.
And I'm excited.
And Jack's actually threatening to actually Twitter on it as well.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it, but I'll check it out.
But that's at twitter.com/JayandJack. Jay and Jack, one word. I'll put a link to that. We're actually asked Evan to put some buttons on there on the sidebar and get rid of the dig one and maybe the podcast alley one and switch things around a little bit. But
it's something new for season 5.
Yeah, so then it's pretty cool. That way we'd be updated on the new shows. What's going on with us? Like today I was talking about working on the show and stuff like that.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
That's at twitter.com. You know,
when I read most of that Twitter stuff, I get so excited when people tell me, hey, I'm going to the grocery store.
And also, we actually made an official Jay and Jack Facebook group.
Woo.
On Facebook. I'll put a link to that as well, and eventually there will be a button on the sidebar for that.
That's cool.
Jack, right. 25-hour marathon.
25-hour marathon podcast, March 21st, 22nd. I think we're going to start at like 5 p.m. That's Saturday night, East Coast time. This is the list of guests we have so far. We have Jorge.
Remember, we haven't announced that one guest until the Thursday episode.
Well, this is going to be a future. In our future episode, in the future we already recorded. I just go ahead and give the name? Yeah, let's go ahead and
sure,
give
just put it in.
This is in a future episode. So. And also, any information. Oh, let me finish this first.
Okay.
March 21st, 22nd, we have Jorge. They're not joining us in Raleigh, North Carolina. They're welcome to come there.
Yes.
But as of now, they're just going to join us via Skype. It's Jorge Garcia.
Yes.
The Hockley brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph from the Darmlars. He's still talking to me.
I'm surprised.
We have Ryan and Jen from The Transmission. And we've just had word that Malcolm David Kelly, who plays Walt,
mm-hmm.
If he can make it in his schedule, will join us.
Hopefully we can ask him why he isn't, or if he is, or if he isn't part of the crew coming back to the island.
Right. That would be a cool question to ask. But yes. By then, we might know. Maybe. But also, I'd like to ask him, did you film a final scene with Jack? Because remember, we had that theory a couple weeks ago, and he probably can't tell us, but maybe we could trip him up on it or something.
Possibly. But we'll try our best.
That's what we're doing best. a lot of people have questions still about the contest. Where can I get the answers and stuff like that? I had my emails answered back to me. They're now posted on the show news and suggestion thread. Any information you want to find about the Season 5 contest, you can find it a lot faster than emailing me or PMing me on the show news and thread. It's on the middle of the page on our message board under Ask Jay, Ask Jack. It's the next thread down. under season 5.
And also in the
content.
Show notes, there's information on how to book your hotel for the 25-hour podcast in Raleigh in the show news and suggestions.
I guess some people are coming out on Friday.
Yeah, I think Illyrio and a couple other people are, because the hotel called Colleen and said, we have people calling on Friday too, so we're going to reserve some rooms for Friday. So yeah, I think people are going to come down Friday too.
I think it's that they found out the Waffle House is next door.
They want to experience that as much as possible.
What other reason would it be?
But maybe we'll all go party downtown Friday night.
Ooh, you guys have fun now.
Well, you're gonna rest.
Well, some of us have to get up early the next day, and then I'm gonna have to get some sleep too. So,
all right.
I can't be like you walking through life with the blinders on, just winging it.
But also send email to lpdonate@gmail.com for more information. It's talking about whether you want to come or not, or just to get any information about the 25-hour podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry we keep bugging you about this, but it's a big deal. We're trying, yes. We're trying to raise as much as we can for a cause that's worthy.
And it should be a fun time, you know. It's for a good cause and have a fun time. And we want to meet as many of you as possible that want to
come getting
down.
These two big screen TVs.
Uh-huh.
And at the rink, I was thinking we could just play lost episodes from... Yeah. You guys can pick maybe your favorite episodes. We have all the DVDs, and we can just play the...
popcorn.
Yeah. We'll put some episodes on. You get some otherwise watch Lost when...
But yeah, so, and then a lot of people are, you know, kind of talking about how we always do, you know, meetups and stuff at San Diego Comic-Con. This is our East Coast, you know, meetup.
Yeah, the East Coast chapter.
The East Coast equivalent of Comic-Con.
Yes. So buy your tickets early because it could sell out.
All right, so that is that. We'll see you guys this Thursday. Remember to call in with your theories about the episode.
Also, if you want to stay tuned for the Great Ginger Debate, that'll be right after the show, probably about a 2 or 3 minute debate on why...
Debate with yourself?
A debate with myself.
All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
All right, take it away.
All right, I thought it was pretty much a no-brainer.
Okay.
You know, we kind of went back and forth. You thought it was ginger spice.
It was just first glance, but once you said it, I agreed with you.
Well, we had a thread on the message board, and I've gotten a lot of emails going, why do you just assume it's ginger from Gilligan's Island?
Uh-huh.
Now, these are some of my reasons.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay, can I first just say how ridiculous it is, since this is just Sawyer's nickname?
Yeah, and it is, but it's funny. We first talked about it. When we first got reading these emails, I go, you know, I thought we said some pretty, not intelligent things, because we're not, you know, we are what we are. But I thought Sun being more like Kate, that some of the things we talk about, people don't seem to respond to, but we take a little blurb out of here and people get all bent out of shape. But to me, it was people said, well, just because she's a redhead. Well, Ginger Grant, who was on Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
Was a redhead lost on a deserted island.
Okay.
Charlotte Lewis is a redhead lost on a deserted island.
Okay.
Gilligan's Island premiered in 1964. It has never, never, never left the airwaves. Never. It's always been on. Sawyer and I are probably about the same age. He might be.
No,
a little,
I think he's about 10 years younger than you, at least.
He's a little, but he hasn't aged as gracefully as I have. Would you agree?
No.
Okay. But he's from the South.
Okay.
He's a lot of his references are from TV shows and movies.
And books.
That he's probably, and being about even 10 years younger than me, when he was growing up, there weren't a lot of channels. Gilligan's Island was on all the time. And let me just give you some of the names he's given to people over the time. Ben, Captain Bunny Killer, Yoda, and Gizmo. Bernard, Norma Ray.
Okay, if we're going to do date, okay. The ones for Ben, okay, what we got? Yoda, that's Star Wars. Yoda was introduced in 1980.
Yeah.
In Empire Strikes Back.
Uh-huh.
Gizmo is from Gremlins in 1984.
Okay.
So
right.
It's 80 and
84. Captain Bunny Killer, that's because he killed the rabbit.
Yeah, so it's
okay,
not really
Captain Bunny
a
Killer. Bernard, Norma Ray.
What's that from?
That's from Sally Field's Academy Award winning movie where she's playing, it was from the SOS episode where he's trying to organize people to build an SOS sign. Norma Ray was a union activist trying to get... It was in the 70s or early 80s, something like
Another 80s reference. Okay.
Okay. Anna Lucia, Cupcake. Rambino.
Rambo?
Yeah, Rambo.
Late 70s, 80s. Well, that was 80s, so 80s movie.
Hot Lips from MASH.
MASH, 70s.
Another show that has never left the airwaves since it appeared back in 1971.
But 70s, 80s, okay.
Okay. Hurley, Stay Puft, Pillsbury, Jabba.
Okay, Jabba was first, well, referenced in 77, but first seen in 83. Stay Puft Marshmallows from Ghostbusters 1984.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. Gilligan's Island has never left, never, since it appeared.
I'm just trying to do that.
So, but they're all these nice names. Now, Ginger, I found out, was came from an episode of South Park, where Cartman was mad at a redhead.
Well, it was just basically a whole entire ploy against Kyle, and he made it's gingers. It was kind of like a derogatory term used against redheads.
Right, and British, I guess, in Britain, it's like a nasty word to call a redhead.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like, you know, some other words for other races and types
exactly.
of people.
So now you really think that Sawyer would be using a word ginger in a way like that?
No.
Okay. So this is just to clear things up that, in fact, they even made there was a Facebook page in 2008 was called Kick Ginger Day or something like that. And 5,000 people, and people, redheads were going to school and being kicked all day by people.
Terrible.
That's where I'm coming back where, come on. And I even had an inside source where I asked them, someone close to the show of Lost.
Uh-huh.
And they said, more than likely, it was Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
I'm not going to reveal the source.
But you can probably assume.
Who it was. And they said, it was Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
You didn't say it was. You said it probably is.
Yeah, more than likely, it was Ginger from Gilligan's Island. Plus, I would even try to research why the British have used ginger in that term, and a lot of people say it's because ginger from Gilligan's Island. I couldn't find out when it originated, but a lot of people think it's also had to do with their hatred towards the Irish. These are different websites I went on. I did a lot of research on this.
I can't believe we had to go in like the history of the nickname ginger.
It just was. I've never heard it. I didn't see that episode of South Park.
For the South Park, it's common,
I've never heard it. So just to put to rest, all you, I was right.
This work was just to say you're right.
That's what it came down to.
Okay, all right.
You can't defend it, right?
I agree with you, but I don't.
But
care.
It's all in fun. It was all in fun to me. I just thought it was funny. I was like going.
Might have to be like the most ridiculous 3 minutes.
Well, that's why I put it at the end of the show and not the beginning of the show. I have trouble sleeping, and things like that just bug me. To me, I was like, how could it be anything else?
Oh my god!
And I've got like 10 emails, people telling me how wrong I was. And I don't think
you're going to prove them either way, but...
No, I'm right.
Okay. All right, so let's get out of here.
It's all in good fun, man.
Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm done.
All right, bye.
Bye.